Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTQC, his album City to City. 1978, Jerry Rafferty, and right down the line, Simon and Garfunkel with the Sounds of Silence, and Bent Fabric kicking off that set of three with Alley Cat. 9:32, it is Breakfast Radio for a Wednesday morning here. Got some Elvis and another one from America on the way here shortly. Nine are left. Nine contenders left on ABC's Dancing with the Stars as Shandi Finnessy is the latest to leave the reality series. The judges gave the former Miss USA a respectable score of 21 for her jive, but apparently wasn't able to win over the viewers. So despite landing in a third-place tie with boxer Leila Ali and country singer Billy Ray Cyrus, and ahead of actor John Ratzenberger and former basketball star Clyde Drexler, the one-time beauty queen didn't make the cut last night on Dancing with the Stars. And to discuss that a little bit further this morning, on the studio lines, got national dance champion Jeannie Tucker with me once again. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. Well, you called it.
Yes, I did.
You called it. You said Shandi would be the next one to go, and she did. And what do you think the reasoning behind that is?
It's more than a dance contest. We have to keep this in mind.
Yeah.
It's a popularity contest, and she didn't have enough that was unique to capture the audience. And I think there was probably a bit of the Barbie syndrome going on, that maybe there was a little bit of jealousy there. And
yeah. Not quite as big of a fan base as
the others. No, I don't think so. She was gorgeous to look at. I don't think there was enough uniqueness for people to get behind her and rally behind her. And where was the fan base?
Yeah, Well, interesting enough, joining her as a dancer in danger this week was Lisa Gibbons, whose point totals had her in a four-way tie for first place.
Which makes my point.
Right.
It's really a popularity contest. I mean, if you look at Lisa's improvement and Clyde's non-improvement, you would have thought he would have left.
Yeah, I was betting it was going to be Clyde going, but all right, next week, Clyde. Next week, it'll be Clyde.
Clyde can really pull it out.
Yeah, really. Now, Billy Ray Cyrus, he's hanging in there.
He's hanging in, and he is on his daughter's show, so he does have a fan base.
Yeah, of course. They get on the phone and call for him. And John Ratzenberger, of course, very popular from Cheers. And what do you think of his dancing so far, John?
Well, he's actually really surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that he could pull that out. He didn't have enough emotion. His frame was really weak, I felt. He was emotional at the end, but the actor in him, I think, got a little too internal in the first part of that routine. But overall, he's really impressed me.
Yeah, but doing that dance, it's harder for the guys, though, especially if they're amateurs.
Absolutely.
So it's much more challenging for the guys. Layla, she kind of slipped a little bit this week.
That was just a rule thing. In my opinion, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She's one to watch. She is intense. She is wonderfully captivating when you watch her. She's got strength, power, sexuality. She's really, really someone to watch. The rule breaking, well, how many wonderful dancers in the past have broken the rules? Yes, they should have known better, not just for the rules they had in their hand, but from past experience watching the show. But she was wonderful. She was wonderful.
Joey Fatone, also part of that four-way first-place tie. What do you think of Joey's progress?
They had to pick on something, so he was hunched over. His
tush sticking out.
Was sticking out there.
Okay.
But overall, very strong, very creative, comes to the table prepared, very powerful.
Yeah. And Ian, so far, he's looking pretty good, too.
He's looking pretty good. Still, I don't know.
Yeah?
There's something missing for me. We'll see.
Maybe they'll work it out because, what's her name? His partner.
Cheryl.
Cheryl, of course, she's the two-time champion so far with Dancing with the Stars. Maybe she can pull it out of him.
I was really sad to see the mistakes at the end of that routine because he really had come out of his shell more than before.
You're right.
And I was really happy to see that. It seemed it just got to him. And that's where, Joey and Layla, they really have the competitor's edge. Mm-hmm. And also Apollo.
Apollo's
fantastic. Apollo slipped a bit in what I expected him to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it was crazy fun. It wasn't well executed. It wasn't crisp. The technique wasn't good. It was a little too campy. But it was crazy, crazy full of fun. And he's got energy and excitement. If he gets back to what he did last week, I think it's those three.
Do you think so?
Three or four.
Okay.
Layla, Apollo, Ian, of course,
right.
Ryan, and Joey.
And Joey. Okay. It looks like it's going to shape up that way. I guess we'll find out Well, how the nine remaining hopefuls will demonstrate their skills with the Paso Doble next week.
That will be interesting.
Or the waltz. Yes. You'll get one of the two on the next Dancing with the Stars Monday night on ABC. Of course, we'll have you back here Wednesday morning next week. And what I want to touch base with. Oh, the workshop you've got coming up.
Yes, I do. I have a salsa dance workshop. It's a level one workshop coming up on the 22nd of April at El Parador restaurant here in town. It's a three-hour class. And in the middle of that, the classes are split up and we have a dinner. It's a wonderful afternoon from about 4 to 8 on a Sunday. And they can find out about it on my website, which is jeannietucker.com, or they can call 325-4100.
Excellent. All right. And give her a call about the workshop, and then we'll talk to you next Wednesday morning.
Sounds wonderful.
Thank you much.
The Wall Street Journal.